This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. Starting this morning, the Kansas Legislative Committee charged with figuring out a new school funding formula gets to work on that thorny issue. There are already a couple of plans out there and a little bit of a mystery plan that's still to be unveiled. Here to sort this out is KCUR's education reporter, Sam Zeff. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, there's a moderate plan and a more conservative plan out there. Let's start with the moderate plan that lawmakers will be getting their first look at this morning.
Yeah, this is written by Fairway Republican, a moderate Melissa Rooker. She and a number of other Johnson County lawmakers and other legislators from around the state really started working back in the summer on a school funding formula, knowing that the block grant scheme will expire at the end of the year. That got read into committee last week. The actual bill, lawmakers will be getting their first look at it this morning. A few highlights. It essentially goes back to the old formula. So there'll be a per pupil allocation plus weighting for various other things. So you get extra money for English language learners. You get additional money if, in fact, you have to put that student on a bus and travel a long ways. So it's going to look very much like the old formula. There's a couple of things that they've tweaked. Perhaps the most important is that there will be an increasing amount of money built in over a four-year period tied to the consumer price index. A couple of other important things. It will fund all-day kindergarten. It will also put more money into early childhood education. As Representative Rooker has said, they looked at a lot of school funding plans. They've looked at reports from legislative post-audit. A number of commissions that have been around over the years tried to take the best of those elements and put them together in this school funding finance plan.
There is a more conservative plan being offered, in fact, by another Johnson County Republican. Can you explain that?
This is Republican Scott Schwab from Olathe. This essentially is a legislation that he put forward last year that he changed some numbers on. The most important thing in that plan is that it would extend the block grants for another year. What Scott Schwab wants to do is to come up with a new school funding formula, roll that out in four test districts. So one district in each congressional district in Kansas would start with this new school funding formula, while the rest of the state continued with the block grant, and then roll that out after that. Here's the problem. The Kansas Supreme Court has already ruled block grants unconstitutional. So if that plan passes, it doesn't appear likely that the state Supreme Court would look favorably on that. But that's yet another plan that is out there.
And there is a mystery plan. This wouldn't be a Sam Zeff segment without a little bit of suspense. What is the mystery plan you refer to here?
Well, it's exactly that. It's coming from Mike O'Neill, who up until recently was the head of the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. Before that, he had a long career in the legislature. He was Speaker of the House for a couple of terms. We don't know what this plan is going to be. He's going to appear as a private citizen because he is, as I said, no longer affiliated with the state Chamber of Commerce. I think we can expect a couple of things, though. I think this is going to have a very chamber feel about it. I think he'll probably say that school districts have too much money in their reserve funds and we need to spend that down. I also think that he'll be talking about school choice. I think it's going to be a very conservative plan, much like you would see that come out of the chamber or the Kansas Policy Institute. But we won't know a thing until Mike O'Neill testifies before the committee.
That's KCUR's education reporter, Sam Zeff. Where can they follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me. I'm at Sam Zeff.
He's always tweeting about education issues. Thanks, Sam.
My pleasure.